The Sound of Oxfordshire.
Of Oxfordshire. The Breakfast Club with Sophie Law. BBC.
Ever found yourself home alone and chatting to an inanimate object, a little bit like this?
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
But what if they started talking back? No, I'm not talking about a questionable reboot of Look Who's Talking Now. This is from a new report from Samsung this week, which says some pretty remarkable tech is set to transform the way we live, including... imagine this, Dan, a smart mirror that could suggest a workout for you based on your mental state by what your reflection looks like in the mirror.
I mean, if you look at me in the last couple of weeks, you'd be off the scale in terms of what this guy needs serious help.
Looking at my mirror at like 20 past four in the morning, which I'm going to be honest, is not my best side.
I'm going to suggest do what I do. Don't. Don't look at the mirror before you come to work at 20 past four in the morning.
Yeah.
We recently had some work done, and we have a mirror that plays music.
Plays music?
Mirror. Well, it's a Bluetooth mirror, so it plays music for our phones.
What?
Yeah.
That really is cool. Unreal. I mean, we've got a little light on ours that de-steams it. I thought that was high tech, but this is next level. But, I mean, already out of date, Dan, according to this report from Samsung. A mirror saying you could be the fairest of them all if you get down and give me 50 press-ups. The report also mentioning smart speakers creating playlists based on our emotions. I think my husband would enjoy that one. It would just be back-to-back Kate Bush. Virtual reality cooking and touchless ovens. Let's chat about this with Fevzi Turkan, the editor of thegadgetdetective.com and the host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzi, this feels like a Black Mirror episode coming to life. How far is this off reality, do you think?
Well, some of these already exist. There are mirrors, for example, that are full-length mirrors designed for exercise. And the mirror doubles as your screen as well. So you don't have to look away at a TV screen to see what they're doing and then look back to watch yourself in the mirror. You can do both.
I don't want to look at myself in the mirror while I'm exercising, Fevzi. This is horrific.
Or you can just, in my case, I'll project Brad Pitt and that'll be fine.
Yeah, put a TV screen on instead. Virtual reality headsets for cooking instead of flipping through your trusty Delia or Nigella book. Is that going to be a thing?
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Put a big headset on and start dealing with ingredients. The idea is that, you know, it could augment the experience. You could have a famous chef by your side, virtually speaking, or you could just have a really smart program that looks at what's happening in your pan and then gives you advice to rectify it before it goes completely pear-shaped. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And by the way, there are also available, and you see them in one or two restaurants as well, though not commonly, robot arms that do the cooking. So it's not a complete robot. Imagine just a rail above the cooking area, the hob.
And just with
two arms on it, and it knows where all the ingredients are. And they have them in some restaurants. They prepare pizzas in front of the diners, and
I do read a lot of recipes off my phone. And if you're doing something like making dough, for example, and then you've got to go back into your phone, and you know, because the screen time's out, it is messy. Like, I do like the idea of not having to do that, like projecting it onto the wall or something. That would be good.
Yeah, and that sort of links in with the idea of our technology becoming touchless as well, that we can, it's intelligent, it observes us, we speak to it, it speaks back, it does what we want, hopefully speaking, doesn't become our dark overlords and kill us in the meantime.
Well, you know, yeah.
All that sort of thing. But the homes, I mean, this is this was an analyst predicting the future of smart homes as a whole. There was a sort of serious side that said that consumers are prioritising energy-efficient, sustainable features over size. So you've got increasing use of things like heat pumps. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but they're very clever ways of heating and cooling your home in the way that you need. So it's got a refrigerant in the winter. It sucks heat from outside, from the ground and water outside, puts it in a refrigerant like is used in the fridge, and brings it inside. So it transfers the heat from outside to inside. And then during the summer, it sucks the heat out of your air and puts it outside. But it does so like a heating system and air conditioner, but it does it much more energy efficiently. So people I mean, you know, we're all aware of what our energy bills are like, and they're not likely to get hugely cheaper anytime soon. The trend is upwards still.
I mean, I think that side of it, I think everyone can kind of get on the back of and talk about like lower bills and being greener. But the idea of having a terrible day at work, coming in and the speaker knows how grumpy I am and starts playing me Kate Bush, which is what I tend to lock myself in the kitchen and listen to, Fevzy, if I've had a bad day. My husband knows to stay away. I'm not sure I'm all in with that.
Well, also, all right, it can work out what sort of mood you're in, but then what's it going to be? Is it going to be like your mate says, come on, cheer up?
Yeah.
Or is it going to play you super glum stuff just to join in with the mood? You know, it's not clear. By the way, before I forget, pun names for businesses.
Oh, yes, please.
Tree Surgeons.
Yes.
I don't know if you've had this yet. I've seen two companies with the same name, actually. Tree Wise Men.
Tree Wise Men. I've never seen that one before. That's great. Thank you, Fevzy. Great to speak to you. The Gadget Detective, there's a podcast as well. If you want to find out how close we are to mirrors that talk to you and speakers that play you songs to match your mood, it is literally like an episode of Black Mirror.